after dust, life 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 after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, 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 life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay, dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story, you better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above, and it's all on one show, and it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, 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 life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, 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 life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. This is your boy, Steady J, and it's another great day on the show. And, man, it's Tuesday. It's couple more days in the week to go, and y'all know how we do it every freaking Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and sometimes on Fridays on the show, be one of the craziest shows in the world. And for those of y'all just tuning in for the July shows, I'm doing this whole entire July, month of July, we'll be doing our fourth annual Dust Model Month, and that's every year. Through the month of July, we celebrate a whole entire month of models and the people that make them great, the photographers and whatnot. And basically, we do it through the shows. We do it here on the show. And also, we also have tips that we put on dustspot.com. We also try to have meet and greet events during the time. A lot of different things we try to incorporate into the month. So definitely very glad to see you all and making it always happen and just being the fourth year running of it. So definitely, I appreciate it so much. So, that being said, for today's show, we're going to have my girl, model Tiana Janelle, on the show. She's been featured in our Golden Honey magazine. She's also done a lot of other endeavors. We'll be talking to her about some of the upcoming stuff she's got coming up and actually how she got started. So that'd be some of the stuff we'll be chopping up with her today. Of course, she also got the Hot Mess segment, Hot Mess, Hot News segment, and be talking about some of the stuff from that. So before we come into the show, we're going to go to a quick song break. This song is by, it's a brand new track by my boy Camacho, who will actually be hosting every Thursday starting in August. He'll be having it on Thursday shows. He'll be taking on the Thursday shows. And he'll be having a show called The Fly Hour on The Fly. So definitely got to check out On The Fly. It's going to be crazy. Shout out to the Fly Ones making some big moves and just integrating with our brand. So definitely great to have them aboard. All right, so here's Party and BS right here on Life That Does Live, and then we'll be back.
Game clock clicking, your boy still kicking. I'm so fly, y'all so chicken. Whipping in the kitchen, coming with the heat. You be running at the mouth, try running with your feet. Probably stumble on your step. I'm humble, but I rap with a hit stick flow. Make you fumble on your neck, better protect the rock. Lanes try to jock, never really went to school, but I'm still a hard knock. Away from making more money every day. Hooray, my team's finally getting mad play. Okay, it's about that time to light another J. So we light another J and say, oh, I know just what I'm gonna do. I got a day full of hours with my crew.
Party and bullshit. And party and bullshit.
Another one of those nights where I spark up the gun and turn off all the lights.
And party and bullshit. And party and bullshit.
Yeah, I'm double fisted, don't get it twisted. I'm still so animalistic, don't risk it. Cause I could bring a house down quickly. I'm not an asshole, but I swear I could wipe you off the stage quite swiftly. No joke though, coke flow, have you tripping. Where your hoe go, I know she be sipping. We be popping bottles, room full of drugs, room full of models. Vanity and lust, love without the trust. I'm ready to roll, baby, I'm wiping off the dust. Bye-bye to the haters, escalators. Got me going up, and all the fans showing up. Got me glowing up, that's what's goody. TFO on the hoodie, I've been buzzing pretty hard. They be all up on my woody, and I'm still trying to get more lifted. So gifted, grab a cup, grab a mic, straight drift it. Go.
I know just what I'm gonna do. I got a day full of hours with my crew.
And party and bullshit. And party and bullshit.
It's just another one of those nights where I spark up the gut and turn off all the lights.
And party and bullshit. And party and bullshit.
In party, in bullshit, in party. All right, that was my boy Camacho's Party and BS right here on Life of the Dust Live, the craziest show on the net. All right, so I will go ahead again. Welcome to the show. Very beautiful and talented and very humble, the great Tiana Janelle. What's up? What's up?
Hey. How are you?
I'm doing all right. You know, I'm interviewing you, and it's a great Tuesday, so it's a very great day. I can't complain.
Okay.
So, yes, I mean, it's definitely good to have you on the show. And, you know, definitely I appreciate everybody that's always supporting what we're doing and also giving us a chance to support what they're doing, too. So it's always great to see people double networking, and you know, you've been very supportive since day one that you've been that you came in contact with me, so I definitely appreciate it. So first off, you know, I'll definitely gotta get into, you know, go ahead and get into a little bit as far as, you know, how did you actually get into modeling? Let everybody know that. How did Tiana Janelle get into modeling?
Well, honestly, I've kind of been a tomboy all my life, so it's rare that I'll dress up and go out. So it was one occasion where I did do that, and the whole time I kept just getting asked, are you a model, do you model? So it was only right that I looked into it.
Most definitely. And so far, yeah, I said it all the time, too. The tomboy chicks, them be the ones you got to check for. They be...
Oh, yeah, that was me.
All right, so most definitely, you were sharing some more of your story. Okay, so go ahead and go and do some more of it.
I still rarely go out. I'm more of a homebody person, and I'm just now getting used to like the social thing. Just going out, meeting people, trying to have a good time, because I'm kind of antisocial and a little picky sometimes, but so far it's paying off. It's really opening my eyes a little bit, and I love doing it, so.
I was definitely, and, you know, and that's crazy because, yeah, y'all actually pay attention to our moniker. She uses a lot. You actually go by the Shy One, so that's, and it makes perfect sense now. I was like, she seems so warm and friendly. You are, which you still are warm and friendly. But now it all makes sense why you say you're the shy one.
Yeah. And I'm kind of, I always get, I'm too quiet or antisocial, and I come off shy. But at the same time, people tell me I have somewhat of a rebellious attitude, like a persona. So, yeah, that's how the trauma actually came to my mind. And Tiana Janelle is actually my name, so.
Right, you know, some people don't, their whole name completely changed. Like, man, where did that name come from? I just picked it up out of the sky.
Yeah.
Like, none of the name, like, that's the first name, that's the last name, nothing, whatever, it don't even be none of the name at all. So it'd be crazy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and one thing I also want to talk about, too, because, you know, you're from the DMV, and to be Washington, D.C., to be more exact, DMV is always one of the most supportive areas of the freaking Dust Spot to show all together, man. Like, it's someone's love. And kind of tell us a little bit about the scene in D.C., you know, as far as, you know, how's the industry as a whole, not just the modeling industry, but the music industry. How does it all coexist with each other in D.C.?
Oh, well, there's a lot of DMV artists and models. Me, personally, I haven't really met any other model in the DMV. That's something I need to work on, just getting out, meet more people. But there are a lot of artists out here trying to make it and doing their own thing. I actually have some really good songs out there. But everybody wants to eat and get out there, so. Plus, I'm kind of antisocial. I really don't know. I'm really not up to date with all of that.
Now, as far as, like, what's your favorite part of the industry? Like, what's the most positive part of the industry that makes you love it so much?
Well, the positive part is that you actually have genuine people that are willing to sit down and take the time out and work with you. And, you know, tell you don't do this, don't do that. They tell you the pros and they tell you the cons, what to expect, what not to expect. And you get to meet people. And then you're very comfortable with doing it after a while. But you definitely have to make sure that you get with the right people. So those are some of the positive things I like about it.
Now, of course, you know, we can't have the positive without the negative. So, as far as from your personal view, what's some of the positive stuff that you see in the industry that, you know, is not a very appeasing to you?
I'm sorry, what did you just say? My phone kind of broke up a little
bit. Like, what's some of the negative stuff that you see in the industry that you know that you're not really feeling, that you've seen from your own personal view?
Yeah, my own personal view is that even now, and I get a lot of people that they want to manage you, and it's kind of forceful a little bit, like, oh, how much do you pay for shoots? Or, you know, mine is way cheaper, and then you go look them up, and then their work is not really good or not really what you're looking for. And then there's also the ones that are trying to take advantage of you. They'll want you to put in money, and it's not even worth it at all.
No, we were talking about that the other day. I can name some names, but I don't do it because I call that free promotion.
Yeah. And there are a lot of little con artists out here, so you really have to be careful, like really have to be careful and make sure that you get with the right people. And it's also good to know people that are genuine because they can also help you, you know, like, hey, check this out for me. That's what I do anyway. I have a couple photographers I'm friends with. I'm just like, hey, can you check this person out for me? And they're willing to do it with no problem.
Yep, that's the buddy system. It's good to see you pick that up. And as far as like how much time have you been in the modeling industry altogether, you know?
I just want to say maybe like a year and a half. I'm a pup. I'm very, very new to it, so.
Heck, well, you might be new, but you picked up on some things real quick. Knowing, hey,
get your person to check him out.
And double check them and then triple check them.
Yeah, you have to. If you want to take it serious, you really have to. Because anybody can take advantage of you. And you can waste a lot of money also.
Yep. Now, okay, so as far as one of the shoots here that I have, He has some flavor photography. Now, that's the one that that's one of the ones you put up in. Yeah, flavor photography. Shout out to you. Did a very great job, sir. So as far as like, try to tell us how it was working with him.
He's actually one of the ones, you know, I contact when I feel edgy about working with another photographer. I'm like, hey, you know, do you know him? And he's like, yeah, but it's very comfortable. He makes you feel very comfortable. That's all. It's just comfortability, and you can do your own thing, and you have fun with it. But he makes me feel very comfortable when it comes to shooting. And he's not like, well, do this, do that, and gets frustrated with you or makes funny faces while you shoot, and like, he doesn't do any of that. So that was one. He's one of actually one of my favorite photographers in the DMV that I love working with. So
most definitely, and I hope you know you. I hope you know now that you put it out there that you're trying to find other people in the DMV. I'm gonna be all up on them because they know it's over now. They go like, give me the blues. So okay, we're gonna go to a quick song break. Come back, we got some more to chop up with you right here on the show. So sit tight, Miss Tiana Janelle. So
okay.
When we come back, we'll be chatting up some more with her. And if you do want to call in and talk to her, ask her any questions, or just show her some love or try to fall in love with her, you call in 347-202-0389. All right, so we're going to go ahead and go to the next track on the show. This is by my boy, AV. This is Get Lifted.
Get lifted. What I do, man?
Get lifted.
It's about 9 o'clock in the morning, man. Still ain't been asleep, man. Oh well. I got a light in my right hand, though, so I guess you know what time it is. Yeah, coming live from the struggle. But still so many blessings keep coming. I ain't mad, just appreciate them. I get lifted and appreciate them. You should do the same. Take a blunt, roll it up, and let's start with ourselves. To ourselves, we gotta act like we the best, but only me, I'm not acting, I'm a factor, they fear when they look at me, I know why, cause I'm the truth, man, I'm the truth, man, a lot of people so scared to the truth, man, so let the truth begin, the government is hell, they don't wanna see us win, so the hell with them, I hope they all burn in hell, again and again, light a blunt up in that blaze, and let's get lifted, nigga, float away, yes.
Get lifted.
I'm just starting, I'm just warming up. You know, not too many metaphors and similes, I don't do all this shit, man, when I'm off the head, you know. Chicago, teens where you let bygones be bygones. How many daring hours must we see? Don't you see we all gonna be deceased if we keep killing each other every week? Shit, this man is fucked up, and ain't nobody trying to help us. Nah, man, getting lifted, appreciating life, man. I'm so glad to be alive. My granny just turned 71. It's an amazing feat, so proud of C and she, so proud of me. KV got its own companies and it's growing. Just out of town, I'ma be the greatest daddy that they ever seen. Me and baby mama, we gon' keep it clean. I'm just feeling myself right now, y'all. got me so high, but I'm even more high off of life. And next pills is a good feeling, but just to know that I'm alive is a better feeling. Baby, and I see you, nigga, I see you, trying to keep me down, but ever you can't do that now, no. Cause I got God in my life, he got me lifted, in the sky, in the heavens, I'm hell bent when I'm living. Only the fuck boys, don't make me have to fuck you up, fuck boy, shit. Johnson's doing good, and ASAC, he didn't move out the hood. He playing for Detroit Tigers now. $1 million contracts, he getting paid now. Oh, shit. Let's go. You gotta smoke that. Congratulations. Live from the struggle, man. What can you say? We're in the struggle. I'm reporting live. But even though we're struggling, we got so many blessings, man. And I'm so thankful. You should be thankful too. Look around you. You ain't dead yet.
You dead yet? You're not dead yet. Be thankful for it. All right, we're back on Life of the Dust Live. Your boy, Sadie J, special guest, model Tiana Janelle. Oh, my God. So, you know, one thing you didn't talk, we didn't talk about was your feature in Golden Honey Magazine. How was that, you know, landing that big feature and only doing it for, you know, again, you say you've only been modeling for about a year and a half.
Yeah. Well, Golden Honey is a implied new magazine, and I was kind of reluctant to do it at first, but it's like you have to take a chance. So I was really nervous, and then after a while, you just get into it. Like, you just have fun with it. You forget that the camera's there. You forget that the photographer's there, and it's more like being in your house and being comfortable in your own skin. And after a while, I have fun with it, though. And then when I seen the photos, I was like, oh, wow, okay, I like it. But some photos, you could kind of see the nervousness in my eyes. So that was something that was new to
like,
me.
I know you were saying that, you know, after a while, you start getting to it. What's your ritual that you do before you go into these shoots to try to, now that you know about you getting nervous, how do you go about, you know, be prepared for a shoot and not being as nervous? What's your ritual for that?
I just go in and be me, you know, be in my own skin, or you listen to music, you know, pump you up a little bit. That's pretty much it. Just have to be comfortable in your own skin.
Well, we're definitely glad that you were comfortable in your own skin. Oh, man, because, I mean, again, it's, you know, I can tell because on Instagram, you going in on Instagram, too. Y'all ain't seen her Instagram, she goes in. So, yes, and I can tell, and, you know, like you said, everyone always says that people are shy, but shy people that says they need a certain medium to show, to know, to open up in. And some people is writing, some people it's, you know, taking pictures. And, you know, the picture is basically somebody you feel like you can talk to, basically. I guess that's the best way of putting it.
Yeah. I'm sorry. What did you say? My phone is, like, I'm in, like, a bad area.
Again, I was saying that, you know, as far as when it comes to people who are shy, you know, a lot of times not necessarily that they're just shy. It's also certain mediums that they do to help bring out a certain side of them and bring out, take, you know, they're not necessarily shy anymore. They end up tend to open up more. Some people is when they write, they're not as shy. They feel like they can take over the world. And for instance, with you is taking pictures.
Yeah. Well, just like my first shoot I had, like, I was so nervous, and you can tell in the pictures. But after a while, like, you just get used to it. And it's just you just know. It's like an inside feeling. You just have to be comfortable. You have to let it out.
Your contrary belief, and people don't be realizing it, but contrary to belief, I actually I'm nervous before every show. Every show, I kid you not, every show. I am nervous as hell because, you know, people don't realize, and people just think, hey, oh, you just give them the ear, you just give them the show, and you just talk, man, that's all you got to do. Nah, it's so much more you got to think about. You got to think about if the music going to be what you want to play. You got to think about just the connection with the interviewing. You got to think about, you know, is a person going to show up? You got to think about, is the sound going to mess up? Is everything just going to go crazy? All that stuff you got to think about. And so I'm nervous for every show. They don't care what they say about me. I've been doing it for a while. I'm still nervous for every show.
Yeah. And it kind of makes you feel embarrassed sometimes, too. Because when you're nervous, it's like the what if that goes through your mind. Like, well, what if I fall? Or, you know, or if you ever seen models go down a runway and sometimes they do that little ankle break thing where they can't control their walk. And it's like, what if that happens? Because I'm so nervous and I can't control myself. And then, you know, you shake a little bit, but after a while, it all just goes away.
I know you're talking about that. Kevin Hart talked about that. He said women don't. He said, when women get ready to fall, they don't necessarily fall, they buckle. Like, they little ankle starts.
Yeah.
I'm not going to fall, but I'm about to buckle a little bit.
Yeah, ankle breaking. Yeah, so definitely you don't want to have any embarrassing moments, but sometimes it's okay to have them because you get to see what you did wrong or what you can do to make it better. But I haven't had
any.
So.
We could run a whole show of blooper reels and so many bloopers I've had. It's not even funny.
And then I'm not going to lie, I was kind of nervous when I called in to the host because this is actually my first radio interview, so.
Oh, hey, you know what? A lot of people that call in, they actually, you know, that's what I love. A lot of people that call on this show, they actually are, it's their first interview ever. And the thing is, y'all, just like a lot of people say, man, I was nervous. They come into the show, like, dude, I was nervous. But you can kind of hear a little bit. And then after a while, I just like, I forgot I was nervous anymore. That's how it's supposed to be, man. You know, it's not, you don't realize, it's not a, being nervous is not necessarily a weakness. It's how you use that to help make you stronger, because that actually helps make you stronger a lot of times.
Yeah.
So, yes, most definitely. Now, before we go, because we got some more chop of you, we got to go into some of the news for the day. Obviously, some crazy news that we have, the Hot Mess Hot News segment, and we definitely got to get your feedback on some of these stories, because it's wild, and man, it's crazy because, you know, it is Mama Month, so we get to see some stuff with some models. Oh, craziness.
Okay,
so on this first story, and of course, those of y'all who watch Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, y'all know how much of a hot mess that's going on right now. You know, the main hot mess of this season is your boy, Kirk, who is the husband of Rashida, and I just, you know, this dude, every show, he just goes more, it's like watching a downward slope in the stock exchange. It just continually goes down further and further in my respect for him. It's like last season, it was like all roses and whatever. Everything was so great last season with him and Rashida. But now it was like the relationship from hell. So, man, we're going to this first story, because it's two connected stories, this dude. It just never stops. So, all right, so your boy Kirk, you know, apparently there's some very graphic details of the very freaky It's the him and some of the, those two model chicks that was on the show with him. They were doing it. Remember, we did report to y'all last week that one of those model chicks happened to be Reseda's friend. Like, how freaking messy could you possibly be? You mean to tell me, you know how they always say, like, girls always saying, you need to watch these men. No, you need to watch the, you need to watch your freaking female friends. If they getting too comfortable around your man and they getting, like, they on some other type of comfortable stuff, you got to watch them.
Yeah.
You know, you ain't figured that out. Y'all can sit here and say it's the male fault, this, that, and the other, but you need to start watching your friends. And as they say, keep your friends close, your enemies closer. And sometimes some of your enemies are the people that you call your friends. So y'all need to think about that, but going into that a little more, going into the story a little more. So apparently Kurt and the two models, which the names are Mary Jane and Paula Michelle, man, they were doing some very kinky-ish. So, aside from things happening with mouths and private parts, Kirk ended up having a fetish, a particular fetish that he wanted it to happen. So, according to a snitch that was in the room, I wonder if this has been Zeno, because that was, or if it could have been Bobby V, because, I mean, the main ones we saw in the room, but, hey, it is what it is. Kurt not only licked both of the girls' booty holes, but he kept sticking his nose in there and smelling. And the inside said he really seemed to love the smell of booty hole. Wow. So, of course, you know, Mary Jane, that's Rashida's friend, and the other chick that happened to be in the bed with him was Paula Michelle. So, Kirk loves sniffing asses. You know, everybody has their own thing. You know, to each his own, but say Jay doesn't like asshole. I'm just going to let you know that now. No licking asses. I don't want my nose near it. I don't even really know you want my finger near it. I just don't want this game. No, pineapples, I don't like it. No.
Don't even touch mine. I'm right behind you with that.
Now, I'll be honest. Then you drink it. Catch me on the right time. I might get a little tipsy. You might get me. I ain't going to be licking no asshole, though. Be him keeping 10,000 on y'all. Not to do that, but something else might happen to the chick. If she does,
lucky me, for me, I don't
does
drink.
That, but it won't be no licking assholes. So, Kurt, wow, man. Well, you know, they say you are what you eat. He loves to eat shit, and he must be shit. So, there you go. No wonder why he acted the way he do. So, as far as I can get your two cents on that, what you got to say about Kurt and his, you know, first off, being is continually to be ratchet behind his wife's back, and wow, and he loves to sniff assholes. What you got to say about that?
Well, I think his wife, first of all, like, she's beautiful, and I think she shouldn't even have to be with him, but maybe, I don't know about love and relationships, because that's something that I don't do, and I'm kind of unemotional and detached, so I would have just left him and went out and let him do what he wanted to do. I mean, if he, like, you know, sniffing butt, let him sniff butt. But in that case, he should have had enough respect to know, like, not to do that. And then you're on camera. So you already knew what was going to happen. You already knew the rumors or, well, not rumors, but what was going to be said and everything else behind that. But, I mean, that's his choice. That's what he wants people to talk about, I guess. That's just all out trifling. But I personally think, like, she doesn't need him. Like, if she's a strong enough woman, she could just, you know, just look at him and work on herself, you know, do better for her and her child. But at the same time, it was messed up because she's pregnant. I don't even see how she didn't throw up or anything after that.
Right. And it is crazy, because sometimes, I mean, there's a two-sided story, because sometimes these chicks do act ratchet to you. And you know, I know they say mood swings, but them chicks mood swings, they completely be completely detached. You didn't do shit to them while they was pregnant. So, wow. So, I mean, sometimes it'd be on the other spectrum, but when he does this, it just helps feed to the stereotype that every man's going to leave you while you're pregnant and when you had kids and that's all you know. But what's stupid is that's your wife. That's what I'm understanding. Yeah. So your wife was pregnant and you acting like a little child. I mean, this is a grown man. I say this every time I see a story about him, but I can't freaking believe it. It's a grown man who should be, who's older than me, who's going to look me in the freaking eye and literally tell me that he does not understand that he really came out and said the pull out message. If you freaking serious, you can go ahead and slap it. So, you all, well, I pulled out, so I don't know how you got pregnant. Really, really, bro? What are you, 10? Come on, dude. Like, really?
I mean, wow. My words, like, he's a, you know, one of them a-holes. I don't know if you bleep stuff out, but yeah, he's one of them.
Oh, no. We use, you know, a lot of people, it's not something we don't like to cuss, but, you know, I'm a person that cuss very frequently. I'm what you call a sailor on the show.
Yeah, like, that's crazy, though. That's so disrespectful.
So disrespectful, God.
And trifling.
If I was her,
I wouldn't even want him to touch me or kiss me again. Like, and she's beautiful, so it should be nothing for her to find another man when she's ready to move on. But she should just focus on her and her child right now, her kids.
Here's where it gets wild. Okay, so Miss Charlene, of course, that's Rashida's mom. This is another story. This spiral drama that's continuing gets crazy. So, of course, Kirk is trying to sue Rashida's mom for destroying his prized motorbike, which is a $7,000 Yamaha YZ250. And apparently what happened was when she got angry over the fact that she caught, you know, that she was getting worried about Kurt cheating on Rashida. So Miss Charlene decided, hey, you know what? Let's get my truck. She took the truck and she drove over Kirk's prize bike. which spoiler alert, y'all be seeing it in the next episode. So, according to the snitch, Kurt applied to the insurance company for reimbursement for the motorbike, but before the insurance company agreed to pay, they made him file papers at the police station on the bike's destruction. We are then told that Kurt went to the local station and then he filed vandalism charges against his mother-in-law, and because the bike is considered a total loss, the vandalism charges are a Class B felony. Police have not yet formally set out to get Ms. Charlene there, although they are currently investigating. But the charges that Kirk is trying to put on her could get her a maximum of 1 year in prison, a minimum of 1 year in prison and a maximum of 5 years. So, wow. I mean, for me personally on that whole story there, I just feel that he was completely right. I feel that she was completely right what she did. I don't think she should have took it to where she had been violent and breaking car. She should have cussed him out. But on the other thing, I don't think he should have done that because, I mean, as soft as he went and he trying to find a scapegoat to get out of, you know, looking bad, it's going to come and can bite you. So violence is not the answer. I know I saw like a public service announcement, but violence is not the answer. And I wouldn't have went about it. I would just cuss him smooth the heck out and continue to blow his reputation to the ground because he wants to be ratchet. Then continue. I'll let him be ratchet on his own and just file for divorce. And then he just had to pay that moolah for the baby he's about to have that he apparently thought the pull-out mission was going to work for him. So, like, wow, I mean, I'm blown away. He never ceases to amaze me with his BS.
Yeah, but I think he just made another name for himself. So, and then you have the people that actually watch that think it's funny and they want their TV life, and that's also sad too.
Yeah, I wouldn't have to. You know, it's just crazy. You know, as far as me, I wasn't. If I'm on TV, I want more so something like comedy. Like, I don't want stuff with reality, which ain't really reality. Is
BS. Drama.
BS-ality, you know, drama. You put it perfectly. It's a drama. It's a scripted drama.
Yeah. That's great.
All right, now, another story I wanted to talk about, too, then we'll be back. I see we got some questions in the chat room for you, Miss Tigana. And this one here, be on it quick. MC Light, you know, rapper MC Light, was at the Essence Festival, and she happened to be with a female companion, which apparently, you know, people are talking about they made a very nice couple. And, I mean, people are tripping with this whole girlfriend. She had a girl. She got a girlfriend. Where have y'all been? Have y'all not seen that? Oh, MC Light's been very open about her homosexuality for a while. So it's not like it's something like, oh, my God, she's coming out of the closet today. Like, she been very open about it. I mean, if y'all remember correctly, some of the people that paid into some of the craziness that goes on when Tyler Creator decided to make a very crude statement about homosexual living, and she called him out on it because he was utilizing his, you know, because he's a big social media, he gets a big social media following. So you know how people take to what you say, and you know it becomes like really hatred about it. And so she called him out on that because, especially you're a musician, and then you put it in your music, it's going to come and bite you. So you just got to be careful what you know. And I hate what I always say is, if you do say something, make sure you back it up and you mean what you say. But I can't stand people that apologize something they totally meant to say. So, hey, it is what it is.
Yeah.
All right, so Tiana, I got a couple of questions and shots. My boy, I be the wise one in the building. Been a while seeing you, bro. I'm glad to see you. You got call in too, man. I be the wise one voice on. All right, so his question for you is, he wants to know, how do you handle being in the model spotlight with all the competitiveness that there is with young black women today?
Well, I don't pay attention to that. You know, I worry about me. And I think what makes me stand out from every other competition out here, I don't want to call it competition, but any other model out here, is that I'm going to keep learning and I'm going to keep evolving. Like, I just know I'm going to keep evolving. Like, I say it a lot that I'm destined for great and fortunate things, and it's going to come to me. I stand out regardless.
Okay, perfect answer. Now, I mean, going to that little mortgage, you know, you were saying, you know, you kind of, you know, with some of the ways that some people perceive, you know, if you're a black model, like, I hate this, because now I talk about this every chance, I'll get to hear different models' thought processes on it. Like, if you're a black model, you got a bikini, there's one thing said to you, then if you're a white model, then you got a bikini, it's another thing said to you. You know, and kind of go into that and not sugarcoat it. You know, if you're a black model, it's always a negative connotation when you got on a bikini, doing the bikini shots and stuff like that. When a white model does it, all of a sudden it's cool and there's nothing wrong with it. How do you feel about that? Because especially since you do shots that, you know, are considered just urban eye candy, which I hate. Sometimes I hate that phrase because all it does is put us in a bubble that people want to hate on us about. But kind of let everybody know about that. Like, how do you feel about that type of label that they try to put in the industry?
Well, you know, of course, like, they look at Caucasian models as, like, or models in general, they're supposed to be tall, skinny, you know, stay healthy. They're supposed to be a certain size, only weigh a certain amount. And that's fine for them to wear a bikini. But when they look at, you know, like an urban model or a black model, like you said, in a bikini, I guess they just see maybe, I'm going to go ahead and say it, they see somebody ghetto, especially when you're curvy, when you have curves. you're automatically judged. Like, oh, is she a stripper, or does she do this, or does she do that? But I think in all, it's all on how you present yourself and how you make it.
Okay, well put, well put. And yeah, because, I mean, like you said, it is how you perceive yourself, man. Some people, I mean, it's not faking that. Some people do fit their stereotypes. Sometimes they live every stereotype that happens to that. But why should a woman of any color, because even white women that go through, this is why some of them turn to urban modeling, because they have curves and they want to aerate it. They can go into the, hey, I feel comfortable with showing my curves out and feel like, oh, I got to lose 1 million pounds just to try to appease the modeling industry.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, come on, people. It's 2013. If you're not used to a model having curves by now, you are stuck in like the Twilight Zone or something, because I'm just telling you, get used to it. There's going to be more curvy movement, and I got to ask this question because I got put on blast. I'll be interested to hear the answer. Are you completely natural?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm organic. That's all natural.
I don't see that. It's all natural. All natural, and you see the pictures.
Definitely. Yes, I love myself. I love my body, and I think every girl should. Every woman should.
Now, go into that more, share some more about that, because, like, a lot of girls, you know, hey, just because you ain't got a big butt don't mean you can't get some play, too. That's what you got to learn, like, just, and you can still progress in the industry that way, but, you know, what's your thought process on girls that tend to go the other route of not being natural?
I think it kind of messes up the game just a little bit, but I mean, if that's what they want to do, then I mean, that's what they want to do. But I kind of don't respect the fact when they do go through augmentations and stuff, and like you can tell, like at least if you're going to do it, make it look good, you know. But that's their choice, that's what they want to do, so.
Right, don't make it look like, you know, like you just got dead in the basement or something.
Yeah, like somebody just put man. I don't know. I've seen some crazy.
The color, like, yeah, it'd be looking like, come on, seriously, you were looking at him, right? And it just looked lopsided, like something like you got this huge bump that you hit, that your waist.
Yeah. And you can always tell up under the cheek. It's always up under the cheek, that crease we have up under the cheeks, like, it just doesn't look right. And then some of them have real big butts, but their legs look like chicken legs. Like,
yeah.
They're all little. I don't judge anybody.
They do like the leather pee. Every it would trip me out, but it's not, like, it's not a good way. You know, the leather the hump on the TV should be out some, and then it's a long, skinny line. That's how they be looking when they don't do it right.
Yeah, and that's what they want to do. So, I mean, I don't judge anybody, but
I personally feel the type of way. So
it's becoming something trending, and I think, like, it's getting a little. It's just like twerking. Like, everybody's twerking and getting shots, so. It's coming. Because,
I mean, I talked about it on the other day. So, this model literally had somebody tell them. She's a very slim model. She had a magazine tell her that they could come next when you got some ass shots.
I literally had
a magazine tell her that. And I was appalled, because we look at her, although she's slim, she has some very nice curves, and even her butt's very defined. Just because her butt ain't astronomically big, that is a problem. Like, it's just as bad as when the models used to get picked on, because it's just as bad as the models getting picked on because they're not slim enough. Now you're getting picked on because you're not thick enough. Like, come on. it's not, two wrongs will make it right.
Yes, definitely. And you sometimes you have to look at it, like, if someone, like, don't let anyone, like, put you down like that or make you feel bad and things like that. You have to think of it as, like, there's always someone else out there or some other company out there that's bigger and better than them. And all you have to do is be patient and work for them, and it's going to come to you.
Right. And I'll be the wiser who said it best in the chat. I think he said this well put. He said, there was more to Model than her body. Right, because there's a million girls that got banging bodies, but it's how you market. Our model is not just about how good you look. It's about how you market something. You market an idea. You market a product. How you market that. Like, hey, let's market the fact of summertime. What is good in summertime? Oh, okay, you market. So you wear a bathing suit a certain way. You take it. You do it the right pose. All that stuff goes to play. It's not just let's look good and show up. Like, it's not enough anymore, people. Like, you trying to be serious? That's not the way to do it in the industry. But, okay, so as far as, like, your upcoming projects you got coming up, let everybody know what's up in store coming up with Tiana Janelle.
Well, as of now, I had a couple companies hit me up about management, so I'm looking at each of them, like, taking my time, not rushing into it, but I'm looking at them, studying them, so maybe I might be under management soon, maybe not, maybe I might still, you know, do the little freelance thing, do my own little thing, but I'm definitely going to keep at it, but as of now, there's no upcoming projects. I do have new images coming soon, so you might want to look out for those.
Uh-oh, shout out to that.
Yeah, and I always, like, my look is never the same. I don't want to just do the eye candidly modeling. Like, I'm into other stuff, too. As far as glamour, fashion, more weird and strange stuff I want to bring out.
Yes, because I was like that. Like, seeing people, like, really take, really just keep us guessing where we just don't, like, we think of one thing and then just when we thought that was it, you just slap us upside the face and go, oh, that's not it. So, yes, I definitely look forward to seeing you really continue making some moves happen with that.
Yeah.
All right, so as far as letting everybody know, as far as how they can check you out, where would you say as far as the websites that people can check you out is keep up what you got going on and definitely check out when those new images are coming out?
You can definitely follow my Twitter @IamTianaJanelle. And I also have a Model Mayhem, which is modelmayhem.com/214-2168, where I actually post all my images at. So those are the two sites.
You have the spreadsheet on there from Golden Honey Mag, too.
Yeah. I do have that on there. It's actually, you have to be 18 and older to see that because it's implied news, so.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, the one more question I didn't ask, I know some of the guys want to know. What would you say if a guy was trying to approach you? No, I know you were saying that love is not a necessary thing, but as far as sometimes every now and then, even the people that not really in the love, sometimes they give people a shot and talk to them, date them, whatnot. What's the perfect way for a man to approach you? And as well as, you know, keep you interested.
Well, just have your pants up on your butt. Like, I don't really pay attention to people that walk up to me with their pants sagging. I hate that. Make sure your breath smells good and just start a conversation. I'm a very friendly person. I might come off quiet sometimes, but that's just how I am. But, you know, just approach me. Be you, basically.
Okay, that's the simple. Hey, she just gave it to you as simple as possible. It's basically, just be you and don't have your pants. Thank you. Shout out to another, more women that are saying no pants sagging in 2013.
Yeah, that's so unattractive.
I mean, hey,
it's just like skinny jeans.
I guess
once
you see, they draws.
That's just like skinny jeans. I don't like that. But pull your pants up. I'm gonna see your butt, like, especially if you're a grown man. That's a shame.
You 30 years old. Walk around your pants second. You need to freaking go find the nearest cliff, jump off of it, and land on a freaking pile of rocks. That's what you need to do.
And your pants are sagging and your white tee is small. Like, where they do that at?
Say, what is going on? All right, so I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to see some more quotes in the chat. And Ivy Wiseman said, I cannot respect a woman who thinks she has to alter the natural gift God gave her. Trying to live up to a typical stereotype of how a woman is supposed to look can go horribly wrong. And he stated, and I'm quoting about you, he said, from what I see, of your natural beauty will take you wherever you want to go. So I definitely want to, you know, I got to give some shout-outs to some people that's listening to the show. I'll shout out to my boy, Ivy the Wise One. Appreciate you, man. It's been so long, man. Appreciate my Vegas bro. Shout out to my girl, Neela J. He listens to the show every. I mean, this girl is becoming
like
one of
the most.
Yeah,
you got to give her love. She shows me love on Twitter. So
man, she be on it. I'm telling you, like, ever since she didn't, like, rock with us, she like one of the people that listen to the show every day. She's like tweeting it. She's like, hey, you got to go check out this other person. And that's what it's all about. People are always trying to, like you said, by competition, show love to your fellow models. Because if you're spending most of your energy hating, then you must not be doing something right to gain yourself. And then, Dr. My Girl Junior always tuning in. Yeah, she be doing 10 million things at once and still listen to the show. So big up to that. Sometimes she be doing homework, she be cooking, she be cleaning up, doing many things at once while she's listening to the show, so I appreciate it. And everybody else who listens to the show as well, whether it's live, whether it's on iTunes, in the archives, on freaking TuneIn Radio app, Mass Media Network. Woo, make sure I forget, I got so much dustbot.com. Me and that place the show's on, I'll be here all day name with them. But I appreciate everybody for always rocking with us and just supporting everybody that comes through. And again, Tiana, I appreciate you for coming to the show. You were definitely a great guest.
And thank you.
Thanks
for having
me. Another great example why I love the DMV. I need to come DMV next, man. Like, I just came from Memphis. But DMV, I think DMV is going to be extra turn up. I got to be in that area showing some love to y'all because between music and modeling and all that, you all support me so much over there.
Yeah, thank you for having me on your show, though.
Most definitely. Now, I'm going to go ahead and remind you all again, you know, if you missed any parts of the show, you already heard how you can check it out. That's iTunes. That's TuneIn Radio app. That's dustbot.com. That's blogtalkradio.com/CityJ. The TuneIn Radio app, which you can also download on your phone. And all that's free. This is showing there. And you know what that means, man, to end the show, reminding you in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, where there's a J, oh, there's a Tiana, oh, there's a you, there is a way. Y'all tuned in to the episode of Life of the Dust Live, your boy, Fetty J. Tomorrow on the show, my girl, Sky Millie, is going to be in the building. And so I can't wait to have her on the show and really just chop it up with her. Got a lot of big stuff coming up, and then, of course, on Thursday, shows me my girl, Neela J. So, man, got a very, very crazy show. Oh, one more thing I got there, too, before I get pitchforked on me. If you're in the Dallas Fort Worth area this weekend, you need to be at the meet and greet that we're having in downtown Fort Worth. And that's at 306 Houston Street. That's at Red Goose. So, I'm going to be there. Me and some more of the Honest with the Vine team that be there chilling with us. No, we'll be celebrating the 4th annual Dust Model Bomb, so come chill with us, man. Definitely can't wait to see y'all. All right, we out, y'all. In the words of Chris Brown, deuces.